A sting, an insect that flies around that sting can sting people. It's spelled W-A-S-P.
Wasp.
Okay. And another insect, it's spelled M-O-T-H.
Moth.
Okay.
Is there any other pronunciation of it?
Well, you know, the thing is, everybody's is different, and that's, I guess, what we're interested in, is that, you know, you and I don't pronounce it the same way, and you and your wife don't. That's what's so fascinating, I think. Those high, if you go west in Colorado, you run into those high places, they're called, okay, and the little ones will be called H-I-L-L.
Hills.
Okay. And if someone is very funny, they have a good sense of
humor.
Okay. And the red stuff that women put on their face?
Rouge.
Okay. And if you live in America, you might be called an...
American.
Okay. And the opposite of rich is...
Poor.
Okay. And the month following September is called...
October.
Okay. And I want, if you could pronounce for me the past tense of push. P-U-S-H-E-D.
Pushed.
And P-U-L-L-E-D.
Pulled.
Okay. And that's basically it. I did want to ask you if you'd... I thought about you this weekend when I heard about the prairie dog shoot out in out in Nookla. And I wondered what you thought about that. Is that, I mean, is that something y'all had a problem with back on the ranch, was prairie dogs?
Well, we haven't lately. We did have.
Uh-huh.
And it is a problem.
Is it really?
Yes.
Why? I'm just curious from a rancher's perspective.
We have that grass out there for cattle to make their living, and prairie dogs come in, and they take, wherever they live, they take the grass. There's nothing there.
So it's not only that they dig holes, but they tear up the grass as
That's
well.
That's right. Eat all around it.
But isn't another problem that, like horses or cattle will step in those holes and injure themselves?
Break their legs.
Is that?
And rattlesnakes gather in there.
Mm.
The plague, and
they get diseases. Can cattle catch diseases from the prairie?
Well,
dogs?
I never did have it. I don't know.
Okay. Were there a lot in the old days, or there seem to be more prairie dogs now? I guess.
No, I think there were more. Back when I was a kid, say in the 1900s, 1920s, because the government had a program that they just sent a crew out all summer long, poison those prairie dogs. And they really got rid of them.
Mm.
Just about wiped that country out up there.
Mm.
And now lately they're not having that, so they're getting thicker again.
Huh.
But they are a problem to a rancher.
Yeah, it seems like it. Are there other small animals like that that are a problem, or is it just the prairie dog?
Well, I'd say the prairie dogs would be the only one that gives us really trouble. We have badgers and coons and all the rest, but they don't, they're not that destructive.
Yeah. I was just wondering about and this may be the same thing, like a gopher.
Yeah, a little gopher, but they're not, we don't consider them that big a problem.
Hmm. And like chipmunks and things like that are not as much of a problem?
Well, I don't know. We don't have any of those.
Don't chipmunks. Have any of those. How about, I was just thinking about other small animals, how about like a woodchuck or a groundchuck, or do you have anything like that
No.
in this area that would be a problem? Like a small animal like that would be a problem?
Just those little old ground squirrels. We have, what did I say, badgers, fox.
Mm.
But they're not that big a problem. They're not that thick, I guess.
Mm. Mm. It's just, I know it's been, I'm sure y'all been reading about it in the news, but I've just been really kind of keeping up with it because I thought it was just so interesting. They were bringing in all these people to
shoot them.
To shoot them. And,
they won't get rid of them.
No.
Shooting them.
Well, I tell you, I think every rancher I've talked to has said, buddy, they shoot all they want. You know,
that's right.
They just go ahead and shoot everyone because I don't think anybody around, too many people in this area, at least ranchers, just don't like